Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen is called out on strikes. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Neuhauser reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Neil Berry pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Berry moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Newhouser hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Juist moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Juist moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Neuhauser moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Neuhauser moves to third. Lapon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. Vallow moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.